So this is just as we're introductory to this whole question of ethical preparation. Ethical preparation is in the first place control of food, of sex, and of sleep. One must also control one's aggressiveness if one wants to meditate successfully. I see a few people smiling here. Well, aggressiveness can be both bodily and verbal. Being aggressive doesn't mean simply that you go and clout somebody over the head. It also means that you speak harshly, violently, loudly, rudely, and so on. So in this connection, one should try to be always quiet and gentle in all one's movements, when one speaks, and so on. And if possible, ideally, one should be a vegetarian. Not I'm suggesting a strict lacto-vegetarian or a food reformist, much less a faddist, but at least abstain, so far as one can, so far as conditions permit, from meat and from fish, as an expression of one's dedication to a harmless way of life. So one might say, one can sum up by saying that the whole ethical preparation for meditation consists in leading as far as possible a quiet life, a harmless life, and a simple life. And there shouldn't, of course, be too much noise or too much activity. Noise is one of the things we find it very difficult to get away from. In the course of the morning, even while we were meditating here, I don't know how many decibels of noise came in through the windows. It's probably several decibels at least. But it's very difficult to get away from noise, but we should do so as far as possible and not make or create noise ourselves. And if we want to be serious about our meditation, we shouldn't indulge in too many hectic activities. We should also cut down even on violent physical exercise. If you're doing violent physical jerks or swimming for 2 or 3 hours a day, it's very difficult to meditate. You find it has an effect on the nervous system. When you sit down to meditate, it's as though you feel that your whole system is sort of tingling and raw, as it were, and too gross to transmit the refined impulses which are generated by the meditation. So one should lead a quiet life, as far as possible, free from noise, activity, too much social life, and so on, and without indulging very often in violent physical exercise. None of these things help meditation. They all get in the way to some extent. We can also say that right livelihood is also of very great importance here. Most people spend much of their time, they might think too much of their time, working, earning a living. So when you're working at a certain job for 6, 8, even 10 hours a day, every day, or at least 5, 6 days of the week, year after year, this all has an effect upon the mind. You're being psychologically conditioned all the while by your occupation. So one should bear this in mind, and one should choose, if one has the power of choice at all, an occupation, a means of livelihood, which is quiet, which is peaceful, which is gentle, which is not antisocial, and which, if possible, is of some constructive benefit to other human beings. This is an extremely important aspect, not only of the preparation for meditation, but of one's whole ethical and spiritual right livelihood. Now, in addition to all this, as though this wasn't enough, one may say that one should be all the time, as a most important part of the ethical preparation for meditation, mindful and self-possessed, aware of one's body and its movements, aware of one's emotions, one's emotional reactions, aware of one's thoughts, aware of what one is doing, why one is doing it, and so on, and cultivating all the time this calmness, recollection, mindfulness, awareness in everything that one is doing. Whether one is speaking or remaining silent, whether one is working, whether one is cooking, whether one is doing a job in the garden, traveling, driving, all the time, be mindful and aware. This is the best preparation for meditation. If you're mindful and aware in this way, then as soon as you sit on the meditation seat, as soon as you summons up your object of concentration, as it were, automatically you slip, you slide into a meditative state without any difficulty at all.